views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly Neff, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio on Transformation Talk Radio, CRN Digital Talk, as well as WBLQ 1230 AM, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience healing, inspiration, and knowledge. Because every week on Lucid Planet Radio, we will have some of the most gifted scientists, healers, speakers, and authors helping you to become the greatest version of yourself. You can find out more on thelucidplanet.com and stream all of our podcasts for free on lucidplanetradio.com, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, and SoundCloud just by searching for Lucid Planet Radio. And don't forget, you can connect with me personally on social media, Facebook at The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly, as well as Twitter, The Lucid Planet, and my brand new Instagram account, The Lucid Planet, where you can follow my weird and wonderful adventures through life. I am also very pleased to announce we are streaming now on CRN Digital Talk Radio, bringing us to over 11 million homes in the U.S. and over 100 countries, including 25 stations just in Australia. You can visit the website, The Lucid Planet, download my media kit, find out how to become an advertising partner, sponsor the show, listen live in area, and also nominate guests for the show. And today's show couldn't really be coming at a more opportune time. And it's about unity and togetherness and what it takes to thrive and prosper in a world where at least 80% of people live on $10 a day and more than 80% of the world's people also live in countries where income differences are widening and there is an increasingly perceived notion that it's hard to succeed and it's hard to prosper and be happy. Now, it may seem contradictory given how much of killing, conflict, and hate in our world has been sparked by religion. But in order to find the key to prosperity and happiness today, we're actually going to examine essential truths that are the common ground for the three major monotheistic religions, Islam, Judaism, and Christianity. And I know what you're thinking, especially here in America, there's and around the world, there's so much conflict between these three religions. And yet, what if, far from being diabolically opposed ideologies fighting each other to the death, the roots of these religions take their inspiration very much from the same tree? My guest today has laid out 7 rules to follow based on these three religions, along with practical steps that make it possible to achieve happiness and prosperity. And her book is called The 7 Commandments for Happiness and Prosperity. My guest today, Sherry Sharifi Brown, has spent her life between Iran and the United States. She was born a Shiite Muslim in Iran, and she came to the U.S. to study at California State University, L.A. She earned a B.S. in engineering and also received her postgraduate degree in engineering management from Harvard University. And she then returned to Iran to work as a structural engineer, and after the revolution there, moved back to the U.S. and has now lived in America for over 30 years. And although she was born a Muslim in pre-revolutionary Persia, she converted to Christianity in school and married into a Jewish American family. And I think this is really important because you're seeing an incredibly diverse background and understanding of how all of these religions kind of work and what they're teaching are. And through her study and practice of all of these different philosophies, she has come to a very important conclusion, which is we must follow these elements in order to make us happy. And she contends that the similarities really do outweigh the differences and that we can learn from all three of these traditions. So again, I think this show is coming at a really important time, and I'm very excited to welcome Sherry Brown to the show. Hi, Sherry.
Hello, Kelly, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Wonderful. It's great to have you on. What an amazing story. Now, what inspired you to look for the similarities across these three religious traditions?
When I went to Iran after graduating from school here in 1975, I was working on Shah's project 1979 when Islamic Revolution happened, and I saw the atrocity. It struck me as being wrong. So when I came back and I decided to study all the three scriptures by myself on my own, because I went to Catholic school, then I married a Jewish man. For the last 28 years, every day I have been reading Old Testament, New Testament, and Quran, and not only cover to cover each book, but make sure that I read different translations and different publications, because they change somehow. Quran changes from translation. These books were written 100 years after this prophet died. And there was no printing those days, so everybody was copying each other's handwriting and improvising if they didn't agree. And on top of it, when Dr. Hill came and after studying 30 years of all the scriptures, made a printable copy, he improvised a lot. So when I read different publications, I see these discrepancies, and I realize that sometimes the translations in some books are very ambiguous, either purposely or not purposefully. They wanted to confuse us. But unless you read so many different publications of the same book cover to cover. So I read all that. I studied them for the last 28 years, and I came up to the solution that similarity, there's one message, three prophets for three different nations, and they're all meshed together. They are so similar. The message is one message and only one message. Now, when they change the religion, it's because the lack of knowledge of because politics gets involved.
Yeah.
Specifically, immense misunderstanding of religion, specifically in particular the Islam, because Quran was written in a very complicated, poetic Arabic way. It was recited to Muhammad since he was illiterate. So when I look at all these politics and bloodshed, I realize nothing these people have done has anything to do with Quran or religion. It's all politics. Mm-hmm. So somehow everything got convoluted. There was one message, three prophets, like a pyramid that these three prophets were the cornerstone. There were 124,000 prophets, but God sent messages, tangible messages to these prophets, so we know what the right way is. And the right way is basically the seven commandments, because the seven commandments I came up with is the whole 19 commandments, 10 commandments of Moses, 2 commandments of Jesus, since Jesus was Jewish and all he did, he summarized the 10 commandments. And then 7 commandments of Muhammad. But about 200 years after Jesus died, already his message was lost, his simple message was lost. The segregation started by his apostles calling. Firstly, if you read the Bible, you'll see that Jesus never said Jews are going to come and kill me. The apostles said Jews are going to come and kill me. Jesus' last supper was Passover supper. So a lot of things like homosexuality is not redeemable. These were all created. This is not the disconnection that they made between Moses and Jesus, as if Jesus brought a different language. They wanted to flourish Christianity that way.
Sherry, I think a lot of what you're talking about, it sounds like dogma, right? Kind of this prescriptive rules for how to live your life. Those really aren't part of the major commandments when we're talking about, you know, this behavior is wrong or that behavior is wrong. Do you agree with that?
That's right. The only thing that we have to really realize, instead of jumping from branches, just see what the trunk of the tree is, what God says. God only says I forgot to tell you, all of these books that I read, the only thing that has not changed is the commandments. The Ten Commandments of Moses. Then Jesus comes, and because of the time, by the time Jesus came, some of Moses' teachings were harsh to implement at the time that Jesus was. So he made it simpler. And then Muhammad came, and basis of Quran is on Christianity and Judaism. He said this is not a new religion. Now, all of these Sharia laws that they were written by them, unfortunately, Muhammad's religion was hijacked right after his death by Abu Bakr. That's why al-Baghdadi is calling himself Abu Bakr. Muhammad never intended to have Khalifat. It's like Jesus never intended to have so many different kind of Christianity.
Isn't it funny how people can get involved and change things so drastically, often to serve their own ends, Sherry? Isn't it interesting? On that note, Sherry, I'm so sorry to cut you off. We're going to take a quick break right now with some words from our sponsors. And when we come back here on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, we're going to talk a lot more about what these seven commandments for happiness actually are, according to Sherry's new book. So stay with us and we will be right back.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and my guest today is Sherry Sharifi Brown, who is talking with us about the 7 commandments for happiness and prosperity. But before we continue, Sherry, I want to make sure everybody knows how to contact you to find out more about your research and also your new book.
Yes, my website is 7commandments.com. My book is on Amazon.com.
Perfect. And I have a copy of it here. It's a really interesting read. And I want to pick up from where we left off. We're talking about religion and dogma. And I think that I wanted to share a little bit of my story for full disclosure. I was raised Jewish. One half of my family is Israeli. And I'm not very religious in the sense of participating in religion. I've dabbled in all kinds of religions. And I feel like I've reached a place of kind of omniism where I believe there's truth and lies in all religions to some extent.
Right.
And it's really about wading through the dogma to get to the heart of what resonates with you. And I feel like we're very much on the same page with that and kind of what you were trying to accomplish in the book.
Yes. I was never very religious, but I know that living a righteous life has nothing to do with praying 5 times a day. You have to have God in your heart and pray all the time.
Yes.
For what you want and repent for what you think you have done right, wrong. Are we on the air?
Yes, we are.
Oh, so would you like me to go over my 7 commandments?
I would love to hear the 7 commandments, and I'm sure that our listeners would as well. So yeah, let's get into it.
The 7 commandments is consolidation of all the commandments without losing anything. I just dispose of the redundancy of the 19 commandments, which was 10 commandments of Moses, as I said, 2 commandments of Jesus, 7 commandments of Muhammad. My first commandment is believe in one God and have total obedience to the supreme power. Pray to him every day. Know that he is creator of the seen and the unseen. And incidentally, the word Islam means submission to the higher power, nothing else.
Sure.
The second commandment.
So wait, can I ask you, Sherry? Sorry, before we continue, could I ask you a question? I am one of those people who I believe in the source and I do believe in some divine present, but I don't necessarily believe in the, you know, Judeo-Christian anthropomorphized right. version of a male God. Is that okay? Does that still kind of fall within this commandment?
Yes. Okay. Anybody who believes in one God is religious, is fine. God didn't come for Jesus to be a different religion than Moses. If you're Jewish and believe in one God, which is religion of Abraham, that is exactly what you only, the only thing that he wants from you is appreciation for all the bounties he has bestowed upon you. Nothing mm-hmm. else. Just believe
gratitude.
In one God. You don't have gratitude. Yes, you don't have to do all the rules and regulations. Some of them were for people in this desert, people who didn't understand. They had to have laws, and they had to have fear of whoever their religious leader was at that time. But if you do believe in the higher power within yourself, you can call it anything you want. That's already righteous.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel. And I feel that this incorporates even the Eastern religious traditions as well, say Buddhism, Hinduism, even though there's these different gods, they're all manifestations of that greater life force energy.
Yes.
Cool.
The second commandment is ward off evil. Remember, the more you stay away from evil, the further he gets from you. Whenever it's jealousy, anger, animosity, you know that evil exists. Anything negative is evil. You have to acknowledge the fact that evil exists and stay away from him. You notice him, you stay away from him. And you know that that higher power within you is much more powerful than that negative power. So stay away. If you see any of these negativity, think of it as a virus. You don't want to catch it. Just walk away.
Mm-hmm. I think that's really important. I just wanted to comment on that one too. You know, it seems like we can all get sucked into the evil and the negativity. And that's part of why I stay away from politics a lot of the time, because it can just suck you into this like really negative way of thinking and a lot of conflict. And sometimes, and not just politics, but people who give off those vibes, the more time and attention you give to something, we like to say energy flows where the attention goes. So if you're focusing on a lot of negativity in your life, you're going to end up manifesting that negativity more unconsciously.
The same way as positivity. If you're happy, you will eliminate that happiness, and other people notice the change in you. They love to be around you. They love to help you. And you do better in your business negotiation. You do better in your job interview.
Mm-hmm.
The third one is you have to believe that because of the energy and the balance of the universe, there is a day of judgment, and you have to pay for your bad deeds, and you have to get rewarded for your good deeds. This is a temporary world. Solomon says that in the best teacher about this is Solomon. He says this is all vanity. This is temporary. Yeah. We came from spirit, and we go back to spirit. So because of because universe has to be balanced at the end, you would pay punishment, or it's your soul basically. What's said in the book is similitude. What's happening is your spirit, how your spirit feels, serene or non, after you die.
I'm going to comment on each of these. I like this too, because again, this reminds me of a lot of the Tibetan Buddha's teachings about how this world is all an illusion and it's no more real or less real than a dream. I'm just seeing a lot of nice parallels here. And a lot of the teachings that believe in kind of reincarnation, even they talk about after you die, going and having a kind of life review, where you review what happened in your life and the lessons that you learn and how much your soul grew. And then kind of based on that, you have the next experience. And while it's not entirely the same, it's a very similar concept that generally almost all spiritual and religious thinking does have an agreement that there is something that happens after we die, and we do evaluate our life after we die.
It has to be meaningless if it wasn't. The fourth one is actually what Jesus Christ said. You have to love your neighbor. Don't steal from them. Someone else's money is not yours. Someone else's spouse is not yours. Just be content. That's what Christ said. Be content with what you have. And don't be greedy, because if you are not content with what you have and you want something that somebody else has, when you get to that point, then you want another person has.
Yeah.
So you live your life in unhappiness and always wanting more than what you have. When you're content, you will see, and you live a righteous life, at the end you get what you want. I promise. Yeah.
I mean, and I think my favorite quote about this is, your last suit has no pockets. In other words, you can't take it with you. And this is really important, you know, this is really important right now in this world too, because as I mentioned at the start of the show, how much greed there is and how much inequality there is and how it's kind of destroying and crushing the human spirit in a lot of ways.
Right. Kelly, how many people have you met in your life that have hundreds of millions of dollars and are unhappy? And how many people you have met that are very poor and they're very happy? At the end of the day, it's what counts is how we lived our life, happy, content or not. You could have millions of dollars in the bank, but if you're miserly and you don't feel like spending it, you might as well be poor. Mm-hmm. You don't want to give it to other people, you might as well be poor. What's the difference between you being, because we all leave this world at the end.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree. I've had a lot of guests on the show talking about this concept and what it would look, what a new economic paradigm, one that's based on consciousness and gifting, would look like. What if we just gave away what we didn't need?
What we don't need, yes.
Yeah. And again, it's my book. Yeah.
Right.
It's a very Christian concept.
You have to really realize that if they divide all of the health and the wealth in the world to all the number of the people, you and I got more than our share. Look at all these people who live on less than $2 a day in the world.
Absolutely.
There should be people who have more than they need, they should be giving.
Yeah.
So the fifth one is be a charitable giver. Now, giving is not necessarily always with money. If you don't have money, give it your time. Go see that grandfather in the hospital that you never have time to see. And wipe somebody's tears. Put a smile on somebody's face. Those are all part of giving. It's not always giving money. You have money. Somebody like Warren Buffett gives it his money. Somebody like Mother Teresa gives it her time. So giving is not necessarily always about how much money you give away. Just be a charitable giver.
Well, and again, that speaks to that whole idea of releasing physical attachment to things. You know, when we hold very tightly, we constrict the energy flow. And when we block the energy, then we constrict the flow, and that actually hurts us in the long term. We still have two more commandments to talk about, but we are going to take a very quick break. Stick with us here on Lucid Planet Radio. We are going to talk about the final two commandments, and then we're going to talk more about religion, and we're going to touch on politics a little, and also the future of the human race. Not a big deal or anything. So stick with us, and we'll see you in a few.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams.
Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving. Even in the face of adversity, say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Hello, we are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I am here with Sherry Brown, and we have been having very enlightening conversation about the seven commandments for happiness and prosperity. Sherry, where did we leave off? I think we just did number five.
Number six.
Yes.
Your charitable giver. Number six is honoring your parents. Make sure that your father is honored to have you. I can't tell you how important this commandment. It's not up to you to decide if your parents are worthy of honor or not. It's your duty to honor them. Now, I have heard people saying that my father was not honorable because what he did to me when I was a child. Okay, you don't have to revenge by shaming yourself, becoming a porno star just to shame him. Mm-hmm. You honor him by becoming successful and then don't let him in your... But make sure that he's honored to be your father. You have to make sure that you follow this commandment. It's very important.
I love this so much. And I know, I'm pretty sure my parents are listening today too. If you are, hi mom, hi dad, I love you. And the reason I think that this is so important is because when you don't honor your parents, you can take on a victim mentality for your whole life, that everything that happened to you is someone else's fault. Yeah, everything is someone else's fault if your parents, let's say they weren't there for you. Most people's parents can't love them in the way that they need. And most people's parents just, they do the best that they can on their timeline that they're able to do. But when we hold on to that, and if you carry that kind of wound, then it can lead to abandonment issues, attachment issues, all kinds of learned behaviors that can then kind of hurt your life. And so it's important, I completely agree, no matter what your relationship with your parents is, to find that gratitude for them and to have love anyway.
Right. And at one point, you have to take responsibility for your actions.
100%.
At 65 years old and say, when I was 5 years old, my mother did that.
No, you're a grown up. You know, aside from all religious or spiritual thinking, that to me is a very kind of humanist way of thinking, is that you are completely responsible for everything that happens in your life. And that's a very scary prospect, but it's also an incredibly empowering prospect, because it means that, yes, you're responsible for all the bad things, but you're also able to change them. You have power over yourself and the way that you see the world. And if I could give anyone in the world one message, it's probably that.
You're the author of your own choices.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So the seventh one is pray continuously. Don't wait for Muslims pray on Friday. Jewish people pray on Saturday. Christians pray on Sunday. This is not a weekend God. You can't pray to him. When you're driving, when you're taking a shower, verbalize your prayers. Notice what you did wrong and repent. Believe me, he hears you. And I promise you, if you do this, seven commandments, within 2 months, your spiritual life will grow deeper, more satisfying. People around you will notice a difference in you. Then new opportunities to create and share your happiness and your wealth will happen as though by themselves. Things happen to you, the bad things start disappearing from your life. And mainly it's because when you know that you have been righteous, because after all, the opinion of you, of yourself, is more important than anybody else's opinion.
This is so, it's the only one that matters, really.
Yes. So if you
there's
know
a great,
your self-esteem will go up, And yes. then you will be happy, and just you will stop undermining yourself.
You sabotaging yourself.
Happy, pray, meditate, give to the poor, follow the other commandments.
Yeah.
And you'll see. Over 2 months, you're going to be, I guarantee you, you'll see the major differences in your life. Mysteriously good things will happen to you.
Mysteriously good things. I think that's so beautiful and powerful, and it's reminding me of this Abraham Hicks quote going around the internet, which is, people are going to love you and people are going to hate you, and none of it has anything to do with you. In other words, you can't take your self-worth from other people's judgments and evaluations. But if you love yourself and you feel good about yourself, that is worth more than anything anybody else is going to say, whether it's your parents or your boss or your friend.
And that's why anonymous giving is so important, Kelly.
Yeah, I agree.
That's why anonymous giving, because when you give and you want other people to know, it's as if their opinion is more important.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's more important to you that they think you are a generous person than yourself thinking that I was generous.
That's a very good point. And so I wanted to bring up, Sherry, when we talk about being in prayer mode and praying continuously, and what you wrote in the book about this, it reminds me a lot of the concept of mindfulness and the idea that we're being present and appreciating the little things. And the Tibetan school of Shambhala, which are basically like the spirit warrior teachings of Tibet, they talk about finding the goodness in every moment, and that through that practice, we changed our reality. Is that kind of what you mean by prayer mode?
Prayer mode, you have to notice all the good things that happen to you and thank God for it every time. If something bad happens to you, you always have, don't lose faith. Think that this happened because something better is going to happen to you. This was not meant to happen because this job interview didn't go well because another better job is going to come up. And if you have that faith, somehow the karma, this positive energy comes back to you, and it will happen. What you want, it will happen. I promise you, I guarantee it.
Absolutely. But sometimes your higher self and spirit knows better what you want than your kind of conscious, ego-driven mind.
There's a whole section for on about that. God teaches Moses things that Moses wants to do and it doesn't happen. God says, have patience. And after that, he shows him, this didn't happen because something better was supposed to happen.
Yes. Exactly.
You know, the wall and all of that.
Well, and it's
a whole page of about Quran. And Quran,
that's really
two
cool.
thirds of Quran is about Moses and Jesus.
That's fascinating. And I think that's something that a lot of people don't know.
They don't know because they are told not to read Quran. I don't really understand what the fear is. Now, all of these people who follow ISIS from distance, ISIS sends a statement that no matter where you are, you kill everybody. Well, everybody that they're going to kill, they're Muslim. Jihad means a self-defense, and it's a defensive act. It's not an offensive, violent act. So when you attack people who believe in one God, because Muhammad called Moses and Jesus Muslim, because the word Islam in Arabic means believing in one God. So when you attack people who believe in one God, they are the martyrs. You're the killer. You're just thugs. You're just psychopaths. Now, for them to do it under the banner of a religion is embarrassing, and it's shameful. And it's shameful for intelligent people to call these people Muslim, because it only shows their lack of knowledge. Then for them, it puts validity on the atrocious act and atrocity that they do. And for real Muslims, it's insulting to call these people Islamic.
Sherry, I have a question. We have like 2 minutes to the break, but I'm very curious. What is your response to people who say that Islam is a violent religion?
No, because they don't see the Quran and they don't understand. Muhammad came from Bani Hashemi tribe. Abu Bakr was from Bani Umayyah tribe. And so when Muhammad died, because Abu Bakr was the governor and was richer, he took over Islam. So in Quran, God tells Muhammad that Bani Umayyah, these people are violent people. Mm-hmm. I sent you to correct them. What happens? The same violent people take over Islam. They steal it from him.
Wow.
That's not what Islam is. It was hijacked by these murderers. I call them murderers. I think if you call them Islamic, they have committed blasphemy.
Yeah. Well, I thank you for expressing that because it's very easy. And we're gonna take a quick break and talk more about this as we wrap up the show. But it's very easy to blame a religion and to generalize and stereotype. But for me, looking at the political climate of the world, the conflict between Christians bombing Muslims and foreign countries and Muslims bombing Christians, this has created so much misunderstanding between people. And I feel that maybe through doing what you're doing of creating unity, we can kind of start to get people back on the same page and realize that these are very isolated few violent people. So on that note, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back on Lucid Planet Radio, we are going to wrap up the show with Sherry Brown. So stick with us and we'll see you in a couple minutes.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. Fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carrie Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Welcome back
to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I am here with Shari Brown talking about the Seven Commandments for Happiness and Prosperity. And Shari, when we went to the break, we've been talking about ISIS and the idea of, you know, how do we fight these people? They're using Islam, but really they have nothing to do with Islam when you look at the true teachings of Islam. And you had some interesting ideas when we were in the break that I'd love for you to share with our listeners about how can we deal with Islam being used as a tool for hate and for violence.
Insulting. Well, I was telling you that we have to do what Constantine did 310 years after Christ died, when he saw how Christians had gone astray and they were killing people for not, they were force feeding pork to people, and if they didn't eat, they would fry them in a frying pan in front of their siblings. So when they had gone so astray, Constantine came as a king, as an emperor, and embraced Christianity, built a big church that taught people how Christ's message was. Why can't we do that with Islam? Show people that these people are not Islamic. Stop calling them Muslim. Disrobe them of the cloak of Islam. That would be better for them than any kind of bomb, because they're not afraid of getting killed or getting scratched. They think they're going to heaven. They really are so naive and ignorant about Islam, since they don't know how to read or write. Therefore, they go by whatever their bosses tell them. We need to teach people, acquaint people with the real Islam, the real Muslim, and how Muhammad was a peaceful. When President Obama was talking about the hello in Islam means peace be upon you. Now, yes, for these people to take advantage of the lack of knowledge of the Western world and putting people like Jihadi John in front of camera to get killed, probably the guy had no idea what Muslim was saying, what Muhammad was saying. Most of these people that are following them from America, do you really think that they know what Muhammad was about? They just believe that if they kill Americans, they don't even know America didn't exist during Muhammad. That's how illiterate most of them are.
It's very sad. It's very sad, you know, and it's up to those of us who are kind of capable of compassion and rational thought to see past all of that and not get sucked into the drama and the conflict, particularly during this election cycle. There's a lot of this, and we talked about this too during the break, how much he said, she said, and hate and anger is being turned, with people are turning against each other in a way that's so unpleasant. I just don't want anything to do with it. And I guess my thought, and I'm sure you would probably agree and have something to add, is that everyone's fighting with the presidential about who's, you know, who's going to be president, to the point where people are literally screaming at each other and fighting in the street, hating each other, talking about the apocalypse is going to happen either way, depending on who gets elected, depending on who you talk to. And my whole thing is, you know, like, we're talking about two really rich people who are very powerful, and most likely when it comes to the average Americans like us, things really aren't going to change that much either way, and everybody needs to chill out. Do you agree with that?
I agree. No matter who gets elected, nothing's going to change, unless foreign policy, you know, that's a different story. But nothing inside America is going to change, I don't believe.
Things might change a little, but it's not the Armageddon either way that it's being portrayed to. It's so sensationalized, and we all have more power over ourselves.
And millions and millions of dollars of negative ads they have spent, it's not worth it. Give that money to the poor, the country would be better off.
It is very sad, and really the poor are the ones who are going to suffer the most here. So, and that's why I think it's so important to kind of follow these commandments and practice giving and compassion and neighborly love. Even if you're affiliated with different candidates or parties or religions or whatever, you can still practice that compassion, that we're all human brothers and sisters.
Respect each other, no matter what religion you are, you have to respect other people's religion.
Yeah, exactly.
And then if you're richer than somebody else, that doesn't make you a better person just because you have a bigger bank account.
No,
everybody
not at all.
Equal. Everybody not has been created equal.
I believe,
and
everybody has a unique gift to give to the world. I like to use the adage from an old teacher of mine, Dr. Dream, that we are 7 billion puzzle pieces and we all need to fit together in order to really make things change. And so instead of focusing on the conflict and the hate and arguing with people about politics, focus on your gifts and what you can give and how you can contribute to make things better.
Be a charitable giver.
Yes, absolutely.
Give wholeheartedly with your time, with your knowledge, anything you can give.
Well, and with love, I think, is the most powerful force of all. And when you talk about the one message that you mentioned at the start, that imagine a triangle with each of the prophets, in the middle of that is love. That really is, we
love,
can agree.
Love is nothing.
Yeah, exactly. And, maybe someone read me something so beautiful the other day that there is no fear, only the absence of love. And I love that. I thought that was beautiful. Sherry. Yeah. So we have a few minutes left. I wanted to ask you, I'm an optimist, and I believe that maybe humans are our only hope, but what do you think about the future of humanity and where we are heading in just a couple minutes?
I'm just hoping that people get more acquainted with what is right and what is wrong. There is not such a thing as being right because you have more money. You have to really understand God and love, as you said. And I'm hoping people read more about commandments and read more about other religion, respect other faiths, and follow the tenets of 7 commandments wholeheartedly and see how the life would change for each one of us. If we live in the moment instead of thinking what happened, I would have, I should have, or I will, I just stay in the moment and see at any moment, and this moment would never, you will never gain back this moment. If you're not in this moment, the next moment you're not going to be in that moment either. Therefore, your lifetime passes without you living it. So live every day as if it's your last day, as Woody Allen said, and one day you will be right.
I love that. I think that's beautiful. Well, thank you to Sherry Brown for coming on the show today. This was very inspiring. I needed some I've been going through some stuff and I needed some positivity today. We can all feel the weight of all the conflict and the pressure and the tension all around us. And so it's just important to be reminded that we're more unique. We're more similar than we are different, even though we're all unique. We all have
meditate.
Yes, and meditate. That's actually part of my plan for the rest of the day, in addition to hiking up the mountain behind me, which is kind of my form of meditation. And everybody, remember, you can get Sherry's new book, The 7 Commandments for Happiness and Prosperity, right now on Amazon, and also visit her website, 7commandments.com. And absolutely. And so thank you again. Thank you, Sherry. And I want to also thank all of our listeners for tuning in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. I had a great time today and I definitely feel lifted. Please join me every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain Time, and 2 p.m. Pacific. And you can find out more about me at thelucidplanet.com. Find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just look for The Lucid Planet. And also listen to all 55 episodes, wow, for free on lucidplanetradio.com, as well as iTunes and my SoundCloud, The Lucid Planet Dr. Kelly. Next week, I'm really excited to welcome Stephen Hall, MD, to the show, who will be talking to us about how you can heal anything in your life. So stay tuned for that. I am on a new naturopathic remedy detox restoration program that I'll talk more about on next week's show for the next 4 months. And so I'm really excited to kind of focus on natural health and wellness. So stick with us. Have a beautiful rest of your day, light and love, and I will see you guys next Wednesday. Bye now.
You've been listening to the hit show,
Lucid Planet Radio with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.